I want to thank everybody for continuously coming every single day, listening to the podcast, Affirmations for Recovery. This message is sponsored by Al, the new app for today's working entrepreneur, man. Make sure you download this app in the App Store, OWWLL, and use my referral code, EA. Get you $10, make your first call. Let's go, let's continue to grow. Again, go to your App Store, OWWLL, and thank me later. Happy day 11, Affirmations for Recovery. This is our lifestyle. This is a lifestyle change. You know, it's about being consistent. It's about being thorough. It's about being disciplined. And yes, we smile more when we do the work. We're more happier. We're more everything. Yeah, so today, word of the day, day 11, denial. Because that's a word, I'm telling you, that used to be for a lot of us. Used to be. We're not living like that no more. It's about living in our truth. Yes, some of us are addicts. Yes, we've been addicts before. Some of us suffer from this. Some of us suffer from that. But we putting in the work to be better people. And that's a daily process, right? And we putting in the work. So whatever used to be ain't no more. And there's no more denial. Okay, I'm living in my truth today, guys. I'm standing on my truth. Okay, this is who I am. This is what it's going to be. Okay, and everybody won't like that. That is okay. That is okay. I know people that don't like it. That's okay. You got to still be you. Okay, so today, no more. Don't even know I'm lying. That's what denial stands for in my world. Okay, what does it mean to you? What is denial? What does it mean to be in denial? I love to hear from you. I like to share people's story, man. Because people in recovery learn best from people in recovery. Duh, right? So when I think of recovery, I think about the mind, okay? That's the first thing I think about. I'm thinking about, man, thought processes. Like, how can I, you know what I'm saying? And I had a question. Somebody asked a beautiful question. I want to definitely get this question out. How does participating in the Doers Club enhance someone's commitment to recovery? Ooh, the Doers Club. I love it. I love you for the question, because this is the Doers Club. There is no trying allowed in this space. How does participating in the Doers Club enhance someone's commitment to recovery? Okay, it's about being committed to your journey. Okay, the Doers Club is exactly that. We just do. Okay, we fall short, but we still doing. Okay, how can that enhance? Think about it. When you're putting in the work, you're doing the work. So what happens? Good things happen when you put in the work. Okay. I'm not saying everything, you know, you win all the time, but you know, when you do something, you either learn or you win. There is no losses, especially when you're committed to something. Okay. We just, you know, we regroup, we re-strategize, we redo something, but we don't give up. Okay. So that's what recovery is half. That's half the battle, is understanding that, having that true understanding when you sit at the table from day one. Okay. But this is day 11. And we talking about denial, because there's no more denial. We living in our truth, guys, today. Today. How do I be part of the Doers Club? You are. You're here. You're right here. You're right here. You're in the Doers Club. What are you talking about? Like, you're doing. And sometimes you fall short. That's okay. I mean, we're not perfect people. We're not designed to be perfect. We're designed to learn from our mistakes and persevere. That's where most people get stuck. And that's where the difference, that's where we differentiate, right? I'm just going to learn from the mistake and I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to always find another way to persevere, right? So no more denial. We living in our truth today. Let's figure out how to help somebody today. Because that's what this whole message is about. It's about helping others. Every day moving forward, starting day 11, this is what I want from you. Okay. When you wake up in the morning, I want you to ask yourself how you feel. Okay, I want you to just talk to yourself. It's okay. How do I feel today? Good, bad? Those are not feeling words. Those are feeler words. I want you to really feel. How do you feel today? And it might not always be a smile. It might be something that's going on in the mind, right? But identify that, number one. Number two, what goal are you going to work on today? Yes, what goal? The goal could be next year. It could be, man, I'm going to be president next term, in 4 years. That's the goal. This is your recovery. You know what I mean? I strongly suggest when you think about goal setting, make sure you think about the acronym SMART. right? Specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely, that we can really do this. We got time to get it done, okay? That's what I think about when I put a goal. You know what I'm saying? Goals can be as easy as, man, I'm going to get up tomorrow and I'm going to work out. I'm going to do 25 push-ups. That's my goal. Start small. Build into something that you can really do and celebrate along the way. It's a beautiful day to be different. It's a beautiful day to really be focused on your recovery. Don't let nobody distract you. There's things that's designed to distract you. That's all it is. It's distraction. Okay? No more denial. We got our affirmations. We got our journaling. We got our shield and our armor gear. We got our spirituality. We got everything we need. I'm fired up, y'all, about recovery. Okay? So let's do this recovery thing together, man. Let's make this world a better place. Until next time, take care of yourself and each other. Let's go.
The Affirmations for Recovery podcast is an OceanTreeCreative.com production.